words are the same, so sing along with us.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, oh, all is bright, down yonder.
Snows, unless maybe in the mountains, down by the equator, there's this really cool song we're going to sing for you today. And I know you know this one too.
Let's leave them open, it's hot in here. Let's leave them open, it's hot in here.
A long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible says, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new King born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound, the angels sing, listen to what they say, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Shepherds watch their flocks by night,
and his wife Mary come to Bethlehem that night. They find no place to hold the child, not a single room was inside. Hark now, hear the angels sing, this you came for today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound, the angels sing, listen to what they say, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. By and by they found a little nook in the stable all forlorn, and in a manger cold and dark Mary's little boy was born. A long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king is born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Trumpets sound, the angels sing, listen to what they say, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Because of Christmas Day.
I was socializing. It is good to have you here in this hot church tonight. And the air conditioners work this good in the summer. So, no, welcome to church. I love Christmas Eve and the service, and it's just kind of a special time to get together with family and friends and loved ones and just kind of kick back after the busy holiday. So welcome. We do not normally take an offering on Christmas Eve, and we're not going to take an offering tonight. However, there is a basket outside. If you would be willing to make a donation or whatever you want, we are partnering with a couple other churches who are attempting to buy an x-ray machine for a hospital in Haiti. And, you know, they've been, you know, Haiti's been pretty well devastated, so you know, whatever you want to drop in, on your way out would be great. Don't feel obligated to. We're not keeping any of the money. It's all going from here to the other church. But if you would do that, we would certainly appreciate it. But again, good having you. Enjoy singing. Enjoy your time together.
On the eve of our Christmas celebration, Jesus' birthday, we light all of the candles of the Advent wreath. First, we light the candle for hope, because Jesus is our hope. Second, we light the candle for our preparation from his coming again. Third, we light the candle to rejoice, because Jesus brings to us the ability and desire to rejoice. Fourth, we light the candle for peace, because Jesus is our hope and peace. Finally, we light the center candle. This is the Christ candle. Jesus is born. Jesus has come. Jesus is our salvation. And from Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, "But when the time had finally come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law."
Of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. Yes, I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One is to be born, will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Thank you.
Mary visits Elizabeth. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her."
I'm sure you know this one too. These are sing along. It's Christmas time. I want to see lots of mouths moving out there. Even if you're not really singing, just move around.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old. The angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. He sung the earth goodwill to men from hands of gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear.
Mary's praise. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arms. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to stand to sing along with this one with us, all right? So please stand.
A child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap, is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sing, while shepherds watch are keeping.
Birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinus was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
I can see a star shine, and its splendor fills up the sky. It's the same that appeared as the wise men revered when hope was born this night. Out upon the snowy fields, there's a silent peace that heals. It then echoes the grace of our Savior's embrace, because hope was born this night. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Let all of the world sing a chorus of joy, because hope was born this night. I can hear the Christmas bells ring as softly a church choir sings. It's the song used to praise the Ancient of Days when hope was born this night. There are angels in this place, and my heart resounds with the praise. Like a shepherd so scared, I rejoice and declare that hope was born this night. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. let all of the world sing a chorus of joy, because hope was born this night. Gloria, 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 Gloria.
Sing Gloria,
Gloria, Gloria,
singing
Gloria. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Let all of the world sing a chorus of joy, because hope was born this night. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Let all of the world sing a chorus of joy, because hope was born this night. I know hope was born this night, because Christ was born this night.
The shepherds had angels, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favors rest." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, whom were lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what they said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherd returned, glorifying, praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Okay, you know this song. Let me just stand up for this one.
Shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay.
This song, but I bet you never heard it quite like this. Dancing is encouraged. Just run out of the aisles. Shake hands with your partners. And then wonder what we're really doing.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us from our Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us thy perfect path.
Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again.
Actually one you could tap your toes to. Isaiah wrote, "For to us a child shall be born, to us a child shall be given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There shall be no end to the increase of his government and peace. He shall rule on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness. From that time forward and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this for us." Have you ever wondered or ever given any thought to what was going through God's mind when he sent Jesus to be born? God's all-knowing. I believe he knows everything. And I often think about that. And I often wondered, what in the world, you know, was he thinking? What could he be contemplating? Isaiah wrote those words in 690 B.C. So it was before Christ was ever born. No one, you know, had any knowledge, any idea that this was going to take place. And he sent Jesus for one purpose, and that was to fulfill his will. His will is that we all accept him and become a follower of Christ. And that's what his will is. And I know there are people standing around, or people sitting tonight celebrating and spending time with their family. And I think that's great. I have no problem at all with that. But I wonder how many people are thinking, well, why would the Son of God be born in a manger? Why in a cattle trough? After all, he is the Son of God. Why would he do that? Why would that happen? And then I think, you know, the thought may have went through God's mind of, you know, he's going to suffer a lot. He's going to go through a lot of things on this earth. And in 33 years after what we're celebrating tomorrow, the world's going to kill him. His own people, the Jewish people, killed him. So I just wonder what's going through some people's mind tonight. And so when I thought about this, I was thinking about, well, what, you know, what's God's perspective? And the one thought that kept coming across my mind is, you see, I keep my promises, no matter what the cost. And it was a pretty expensive cost. It was the cost of death. Along with it, a great amount of persecution, a great misunderstanding, which still exists in the world today. A lot of people don't understand this whole concept of God. And how can someone, some person, exist, but I can't see him? The Bible says no one's ever seen God. And there's several times in there when it talks about fire and it talks about a cloud covering him. And even his servant Moses wasn't able to see him. Along with the misunderstanding was a great deal of confusion in people's mind. And one of the things that, you know, when we think about confusion, and we've got so many different denominations and so many different religions, even within the realm of Christianity, so many people have so many different beliefs and so many different thoughts. And we might look at the world and we might look around us and think, well, you know, it's not all that bad. You know, it's not perfect, but it's not all that bad. And I'm sure God is sitting on his throne today and sometimes wondering, what did I get these people into? But the one thing that's true about God is he always keeps his promises, no matter what they are. He didn't miss a point. In fact, Isaiah did a tremendous job of explaining who this person was going to be and who Jesus was going to be and what he was going to do. Isaiah said, a child will be born. Well, why in the world would a king be born in a manger? Why wouldn't there have been greater majesty, greater glory? Why couldn't he have ridden in on a white horse? Why couldn't other things have happened? Isaiah said, a child will be born, and he went on to say, a son given for you. This is 690 B.C. when Isaiah was prophesying these things. And I've got a really good feeling, probably Isaiah wasn't exactly sure what Isaiah was saying. But what he was saying was what God had told him to do. And he's saying a child is going to be born, a divine child to a human mother. And I had someone catch me in the IGA store the other day and say, "Can I ask you a question?" I'm always up for questions. I'm not always up for the answer, but I'm always up for the question. And he said, "How in the world could that happen?" He's talking about the virgin birth. He says, "How in the world can that happen?" And I said, "Well, what God said was that the Holy Spirit is going to come upon Mary." "Yeah, but," he said, "that doesn't make sense." I said, "Isn't that the great part about it? It doesn't make sense, but it happened. Because God always keeps his promises." You might wonder, what's this stuff that he's talking about? The government's going to be on his shoulders. That's a pretty heavy responsibility for someone born in a manger and only lived 33 years on this earth. And frankly, from the age of about 12 to 30, we have no idea what took place in the life of Jesus. Other than we know he continued to grow and continued to learn and continued to study. But what that meant, and that prophecy simply meant, was that at some point there's going to be a second coming. And what he was saying and what Isaiah was prophesying is during that second coming and that reign, that rule on earth, the only government in existence will be on the shoulders of Jesus. Prophets didn't understand all this stuff. Frankly, I don't understand a lot of this stuff. And so when he asked me that question, I was just hoping he'd ask me a question that I could answer. And fortunately, I probably tried to give him the answer, and I'm not sure that it was really fully understood. But the one thing that God does is he keeps his promises no matter what the cost. And if we look at the last 3 years of his life and we think about some of the things that he said, some of the things that he did, the lives that he touched, the people that were healed, the people that were forgiven, and we think that was a pretty wise man. And when we talk about this coming king and, you know, and this Prince of Peace, at that time, if Isaiah would have said that he will be a king, those on the earth probably would have been comparing him to every other king. Good kings, bad kings. There was an abundance of, I want to say batter, but that's not a good word. But there was an abundance of evil kings more than there was of good kings. There was a far more abundance of those that didn't follow God than those that did follow God. And so when he did this and he said, "I'm going to display my power in his life," he's talking about the King of Kings at the second coming. And so when we look at the Old Testament and we realize that in 690 B.C., Isaiah wrote that, for something that could happen any day, frankly, because we have no idea when. He says our kingdom will never end. It will always last. I'm sure a lot of people, millions of people thought, well, if we kill Jesus, it's all coming to an end. But what happened is when they killed Jesus, and if you read it in Acts, the church became the church. And men were and women were filled with the Holy Spirit, which radically changed the Christian world at that time. 3 days was up after he was crucified. He's out of the grave because God always keeps his promises. And so when we look at that whole idea of what God thought, God had it all planned. He knew what he was doing. And when we celebrate Christmas morning tomorrow, and I hope that the thought will go through all of our minds of what happened that day is to fulfill the purpose of God that each and every person becomes a child of God. There's going to be no end to his rule. Even Herod thought that killing Jesus would end the rule, would end his rule. But God always keeps his promises.
Whoever's clicking, can you go to the next slide for us? The song that actually been done by Casting Crowns was the version we're doing of it. Look at these first words. I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Brings back a lot of memories, right? Your old familiar carols play. It's all about peace, isn't it? Through the history of man, we've had wars. Going all the way back to Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. But bless God, he knew how he was going to take care of this, right? In Isaiah 9, we're told that unto us a child is born, right? He's coming. And he's already been here. Isn't this great? We're not stuck in the Old Testament anymore, folks. We got Jesus. And Jesus had his body physically beaten for our physical healing. And you're going to see this at communion. His blood was shed for the forgiveness of our sins. Watch what happens to us. I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play. Loud and sweet the songs repeat. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells are ringing like a choir that sings. In my heart I hear them. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song. Of peace on earth, goodwill to men. But the bells are ringing like a choir they're singing. Peace on earth. Does anybody hear them? Peace on earth, goodwill to men. And rang the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells they're ringing.
Peace on earth.
Like the choir they're singing.
Peace on earth.
With our hearts we'll hear them.
Peace on earth,
goodwill to men.
Do you hear the bells there ringing? The life the angels singing. Open up your heart and hear them. Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
We're going to celebrate the sacrament of communion. And I always tell people, you don't have to be a Methodist to celebrate communion in a Methodist church, especially in this one. But the only requirement that God ever said about communion was, come with a clean heart. And so what we're going to do is we're going to give everyone an opportunity to pray a prayer that we pray at the end of every service. And it just simply says, and join me in this, dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I confess my sin.
I confess my sin.
I invite you into my heart.
I invite you into my heart.
I make you my Lord and Savior.
I make you my Lord and Savior.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. That night he took the bread when he sat with his disciples. And you might think, well, it seems odd to celebrate his death the day before he was born. But God keeps his promises. And so when he was with those disciples sitting around that night, and after they had eaten, the Bible says that Jesus picked up the bread and he broke it. And he said, this is my body. This represents my body. And he said, whenever you do this, remember me. And part of that Last Supper that night and the breaking of the bread was for our physical healing. And then after he had taken the bread, the gospel writers tell us that he took the cup. And he said, this represents my blood. He said, my blood will be shed for the remission or the forgiveness of our sin. That's what communion is all about. Celebrating what Jesus did. And so God sent Jesus, which we pick tomorrow morning, 25th of December, to celebrate his birth. But had it not been for his life and death, we wouldn't be celebrating eternal life. So I invite you to come. We're just going to come down from the center aisle, take the bread, dip the bread. We have also communion, some communion cups and wafers if you prefer that. But if you prayed the prayer that we just prayed, then I would encourage you to join us, because that's all it takes is that forgiveness. So I'm going to ask those that have volunteered, have been asked to serve, if you'll come forward.
is my heart, Lord. He is my heart, Lord. He is my heart, Lord. Speak what is true.
Close with Silent Night, Candlelight Silent Night. So there'll be someone coming down the center aisle that will light your candle, and if you would light the next one, let them light off of you, and we will sing Silent Night as we conclude our service. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Pastor.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you for coming. We are blessed that you chose to spend tonight with us. And we just again wish you a Merry Christmas. Great time with your family. Hug your kids and your parents before they go to bed tonight. If you just want to leave the candles, we have a basket out here. You can drop those in on your way out. Again, thanks. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor.